Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, you've been sort of playing around with some organic wines, and, mm-hmm. and in many respects, I think the wine industry was really one of the first industries worldwide that really started focusing on organics and pesticide-free for wine production.
Yeah, particularly in Europe and then a few isolated places in California. Fry and Fetzer come to mind.
Right, and also the friends at Benziger who did pioneered biodynamics.
But that aside, there's a tremendous interest in organic farming in general these days and minimal intervention. So we found some wines that I think are really fabulous. I'm going to say this. I don't think being organic per se changes the flavor in any way whatsoever. Mm. But a lot of these grape growers put a tremendous amount of care into their vineyards, and that carries over into the winemaking. So these are most likely to be very well-made wines. Let me start with a beautiful example. This is from the Anderson Valley in Mendocino, Farmstead Long Meadows Ranch Pinot Noir from 2016. Let's start with an aroma of tart red cherries and iron with side notes of sweet sage. And let's move on to a delicious mouthful of Pinot Noir with earthy depth, sweet dark fruit, velvety tannins, and a really nice touch of oak. Now, the flavors are complex. You get raspberry moving to dark plum, moving to bright pomegranate, and it's all a very dynamic feeling as you're sipping this. Lots and lots going on here. Super Pinot Noir, $35.
Right.
But to get this equivalent in Burgundy, it's been more than twice that.
Absolutely.
Easily. So a very good choice for a really nice dinner wine. From Argentina, a Domaine Bosque Grand Cabernet Sauvignon from the Uco Valley. And this is 2017, so it's pretty young. This is a Cabernet that comes from high altitude, which is one of the things they try to do in Argentina. It really improves the flavor. It's a very nice medium to full body cab with good depth of flavor. And the aromas feature a very strong biscuity smell, that's the yeast, with notes of blackberry jam, vanilla toffee, and a touch of pencillet, which is pretty classic.
Yep.
The wine has very mild tannins, but good acidity for the structure, that's the altitude. And the fruit centers on a kind of a very dry blackberry. So you just get a
sounds
nice.
Great.
It is, and it's a very good choice for a dinner party. $21 makes this, I think,
pretty
very
reasonable.
Very affordable. Now, for those of you who love a good value, pay attention to this one. This is Gorú Verde from Jumilla, which is in Spain, mm-hmm. the middle of the east coast of Spain, right on the water. And this is just an incredible mouthful of wine. It's powerful fruit. It's got a lovely aroma with complex flavors. This is based on Monastrell, also known as Mavaredra. And in Jumilla, that's grown at altitude. Again, altitude is really impacting this. So what you're going to get is good ripeness, but really good acidity. And that's a good formula for success. The structure in this is lovely. And the sequence of flavors in it is lovely. You go from ginger to red plums, black raspberry, all of them delicious, all of them very food friendly, and it's $12. I told you folks, write this one down.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under programs and features, scroll down to Seller Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to.
It's really worth the effort. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.